Hello, and thank you for calling Stevens Creek Mazda's Recall Scheduling Center. My name is Deborah. Are you calling to schedule a recall appointment?
Yes.
Great. Did you receive a recall notification?
I did, in the mail.
Okay. May I please have the recall locator code that's included in your notification?
Yes, it is.
Thank you. Okay, so this is going to be for your 2015 Mazda 3?
Yes.
Okay. I do show one open recall on the vehicle, and it is for the rear view image may not display properly. I do show the parts are available. There is a pre-inspection required.
Okay.
So this recall may be two visits. During the first visit, your vehicle will be inspected, and your service advisor will provide additional details once that inspection is completed. And we will also be providing a complimentary multi-point inspection and car wash as well.
Oh, amazing.
Okay, dear, what's the approximate current mileage on the vehicle? If you don't have it available, I can schedule without it. It's not a big deal.
Oh, okay.
Yes, no big deal.
I don't know that off the top of my head.
That's okay. And am I speaking with...
I was wondering, am I able to bring it in for him, or does he need to be the one to bring it in?
No, okay. Absolutely. Okay.
Great.
Ducey, you have a record in our system, so welcome back. And I do show the phone number.
Generally, that number is better. That's his cell phone. The one I called on is my cell phone. So maybe for this particular recall and process, my cell phone number would be better.
Okay. I'll leave it as such, but I can add your number to the record here. So if you call for any other services, you'll be able to use your phone number to pull up the record. Would you like to add an email address for an appointment confirmation?
Sure. I'm assuming the one that's on file is .com?
Yes, there's not one in this record for this vehicle.
Okay. Okay, so we can add mine. It's
okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you calling
That is correct.
All right, thank you. Would you be dropping the vehicle off?
I was going to ask that. Is this like a 1 hour repair, or is it like a overnight? I wasn't sure what to expect as far as timeline.
So what I could do though for you is I can send a message over and have a service advisor follow up with you and give you a time estimate. Then if any changes need to be made, they can do that for you, okay?
Oh, sure. Is it a drop off for both the inspection and I assume the repair, but for the inspection as well?
The way I understand it is the service may consist of one or two visits. They have to look at the vehicle first. I'll put it as a drop-off. I'll notate that you prefer to wait, and then we'll schedule accordingly.
It's not a problem if it's drop-off. I just want to be able to plan with either my husband or I have my mom nearby. She could help pick me up or, help me drop it off. Yeah.
Okay, I'll put it as waiting for now, and then when the service advisor follows up with you, they can give you more information if it would be one day.
Okay. Okay, that sounds good. I'll wait for the call.
Looks like our first available opening is going to be Tuesday, May 6th. The very first available I have is at 8:15 a.m.
Possibly. Do you have anything after 2:30 on Wednesday the 7th, April?
No, I get off at work. Wednesday the 7th. However, I do have to schedule between the hours of 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. for the recalls. We do have availability on Saturdays.
If that's the case, if it has to be before, I think I could meet the 8:15 on Tuesday work.
Okay, Tuesday the 6th at 8:15.
Okay.
All right, so we'll set you for that time, that day and time. That is going to be Tuesday, May 6th, with a check-in time of 8:15 a.m. And then the telephone number that we've already reviewed, that'll be a good number for a service advisor to give you a call back, correct?
Yes.
All right, very good. I'm going to send that message now.
Okay, no problem.
All right, very good. And I do thank you for choosing Stevens Creek Boston. You have a great rest of your day.
And you too. Bye-bye.